Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature top Motown artists. Well, last half hour, we heard from artists 15 through 8. And now we'll hear from the top 7 Motown artists based on total Motown record sales and popularity. We'll hear from Martha Vandellas, The Four Tops, The Miracles, The Temptations, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. Well, coming up, the 7th artist is Martha Vandellas, and we're going to hear Nowhere to Run. Well, Martha recalled at the time that, quote, "I loved the lyrics the minute I heard them," referring to Nowhere to Run. "One of the main reasons that I so strongly identified with the song was because of the pace, urgency, and pressure under which it was recorded. We had worked so hard on the road, and we were not given a moment to rest. I was very ill that day. I could barely walk, so it seemed like it was I had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide." Well, interestingly enough, Martha's vigorous performance on this record doesn't have any indication of her sickness. She further recalled, "I knew it was a hit, though. James Jamerson, who was one of the bass guitarists on this record, had come up with this beautiful bass line for it, and the drum fit the bass line so good." Here are Martha Vandellas' Nowhere to Run, right here on Motown Memories.
Number 7.
Nowhere to run to, baby.
Everyone knows but me. I come on my
comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Number 5.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Baby, Baby, Don't Cry, that reached number 8 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969, and that was the fifth most popular artist on the Motown record label, if you include Smokey Robinson's solo career. Before that, we heard from the sixth most popular Motown artist, the Four Tops, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over, a rocket tune, number 18 from 1966. And we started with number 8 from 1965, Martha and the Vandellas, a great song featured on the Good Morning Vietnam soundtrack. That was Nowhere to Run, and that was the seventh most popular Motown artist. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We're counting down the top 15 Motown artists. Well, coming up, the fourth most popular Motown artist on the Motown record label, The Temptations, with a great song called Get Ready. Well, this song was both written and produced by William Smokey Robinson. Smokey had occupied the producer's chair for the Temptations for most of the previous year in 1964, but now another producer was eyeing up the group, and that was Norman Whitfield. Well, Norman was Berry Gordy's protege, whose 1964 single called Girl, Why Do You Want to Make Me Blue, was his first shot with the group, and he also produced Ain't Too Proud to Beg. He went head-to-head with Smokey in the quality control meeting. Berry chose to stick with Smokey, but he promised Whitfield that if Get Ready failed to make the top 10, Ain't Too Proud to Beg would be next. Well, Smokey used Eddie Kendricks as the lead singer of the song, and it turned out to be Eddie's last A-side single for some years to come. Well, Otis Williams, the lead singer on most of the Temptations song up to this time, indicated that he wasn't 100% behind Get Ready. He was quoted as saying, quote, "It wasn't cute or sweet, and it wasn't a ballad. Smokey had called it the most direct song he ever wrote. It wasn't a bad song, but I thought it lacked an edge." Yet, the tune became their show opener for many, many years. Here are the Temptations. Get ready, right here on Motown.
Number 4.
One day you're up,
one day you're up.
We turn around.
song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Number two.
The second most popular Motown artist of the top 15 we feature in this hour. That was Marvin Gaye, a great song, Let's Get It On, number one from 1973. Before that, the third most popular artist, the Supremes, of course, featuring Diana Ross, The Happening. That was number one also from 67. And we start with Get Ready, The Temptations, number 29, tune from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And up to this point, we've heard the top 14 Motown artists as evidenced by sales and popularity. Well, coming up, the number one Motown artist on the Motown record label, Stevie Wonder. Well, Stevie was born Stevelyn Hardaway Junkins on May 13, 1950, and he later changed his name to Stevelyn Hardaway Morris. Of course, he was known by his stage name Stevie Wonder, and he started off recording under the name Little Stevie Wonder. He became blind shortly after birth, and he joined the Motown record label at the age of 11. He has recorded more than 30 U.S. top 10 single hits and received 22 Grammy Awards, the most ever awarded to a male solo artist. Wonder is also known for his work as an activist for political causes, including his 1980 campaign in the United States to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a holiday. In 2009, Wonder was named a United Nations Messenger of Peace. And in 2008, Billboard magazine released a list of top 100 all-time top artists, and Stevie came in at number 5. Well, he came in his own in the 1970s after he reached 21, and he demanded that Berry Gordy Jr. give him some more freedom, which he did. Here is Stevie Wonder, a number one tune from 1977, Shaduke, right here on Motown Memories.
Number one!
Heaven help the child who never
never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has a crawl. Heaven help us all.
Number one Motown artist based on sales and popularity, Stevie Wonder. That was a great song from 1970, reaching number 9 on the U.S. Billboard charts, Heaven Help Us All. And we started with a number one tune from 1977, Surduk, by Stevie Wonder. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured the top 5 Motown artists. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.